The United Nations Scientific and Cultural Body, UNESCO, is continuing its threat to list the Great Barrier Reef as a World Heritage Site in danger. In a report released overnight, it's expressed regret at the Marine Park Authority's decision to allow millions of tonnes of dredged material to be dumped within the reef's boundaries. Environmentalists say that shows the dumping decision should be reversed, but the federal government is standing firm and insists the report shows the reef's status is secure. Simon Fraser reports.
It's 2 years since UNESCO first threatened to take the shine off the Great Barrier Reef's prestigious World Heritage listing by declaring it as a site in danger. Twice, submissions from the Australian government have convinced the World Heritage Committee to hold off. But overnight, the threat has been renewed in a new draft report. The World Wildlife Foundation's Great Barrier Reef campaign leader, Richard Leck, says time is running out.
There has always been a time frame to 2015 for the government to deliver a new plan to protect the reef. This report clearly says that needs to be delivered or the reef will be listed in danger.
The report expresses concern about recent approvals given for coastal development before that long-term plan's completed. UNESCO also says it regrets the approval for 3 million cubic metres of dredge material from the Abbott Point coal terminal expansion near Bowen to be dumped in the reef area. Mr. Leck says the report recognises that alternative options to the dumping haven't been properly considered.
When organisations like UNESCO use language like concern or regret, that is very significant. It doesn't get much more significant than that. And what we've seen in this decision today is a reflection of what thousands of Australians and leading scientists have also said, that the decision to dump in the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area is an appalling decision. It needs to be overturned and dumping needs to be ruled out forever and a day.
The report calls for the dumping decision to be reviewed. But Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt says he accepts work done under the previous government which ruled out alternatives.
If you take benign sand and benign silt and you move it from one place under the water to another place, it's absolutely benign. But if you place it on land, it actually creates an acid sulphate problem. So that would actually create an environmental problem.
Mr. Hunt says today's report shows the push by environmentalists to have the reef declared endangered has failed.
We are delighted with the response of the World Heritage Committee. It, I think, recognises the physical changes and improvement in much of the reef, although, of course, with cyclones and nutrient runoff, there are genuine challenges which we need to address.
So this will be the last report that has that threat of a site in danger on it, in your view?
Look, I'll let the World Heritage Committee speak for themselves and make their own decisions. But the key word, the fundamental word throughout the report is progress.
Environment Minister Greg Hunt ending Simon Fraser's report.